FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Simply put, leaders in the past made commitments without the resources to back them up. And now, inevitably, the bill has come due.
The mayor's solutions include...
Yeah, so my question for Rahm Emanuel, the mayor for the time being up in Chicago. Hey, Rahm, where the hell have you been for the past quarter of a century? The pension bomb in Illinois has been making news since I started working in media in St. Louis in 1993. They were talking about how to offset this coming pension bomb. And why did it happen? Well, quite frankly, because people who are long dead and buried made promises to state employees, some of them teachers, some of them state employees, about what they were going to get one of these days when they retired. And they set up this big sweetheart deal for them. And then in the preceding 70 years since that deal first got struck, state government didn't properly set aside the money it would need to pay the piper when all of those people were retired and expecting their payout. That's called a pension bomb. So what happens when all of the bills come due and you don't have the money to pay them? This is nothing new. Now, surprisingly, Rahm Emanuel seems suddenly enlightened on the fact that, you know, this is a crisis we have to solve here. We have to, you know why he's so worried about it, don't you? Because the teachers union in Chicago has been one of his biggest supporters. The state employees union and the city employees in the city of Chicago have been one of his biggest supporters politically. He would love to be able to walk out of office now when he won't be in public life anymore in Illinois that I'm aware of and be able to try to take credit for trying to fix this. He didn't want the hard decisions to try to fix it when he was in office. He didn't want to face that then. Is he right? Do we need to fix this? Absolutely. Did we need to start working on it 20 years ago? You bet. I'm not sure the state can catch up now. It's going to be difficult. And if Chicago defaults, they're going to look to the state of Illinois. And if Illinois defaults, guess where they're looking? At you and me, the United States taxpayer. That's what's going to happen there, just so you know. Hey, we'll talk more about this in a minute. I also want to get back to what happened yesterday in D.C., all of this talk about a potential government shutdown. We had the throwdown in the Oval Office, and we've got Rachel Sutherland now from Fox News Radio who's following this story as the negotiations continue. Rachel, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, we could have that government shutdown midnight on December 21st. That's the deadline. Actually, House members today are taken off for a few days. They don't seem particularly concerned. They don't call the lame ducker for no reason.
So I have to, you know, I asked somebody else this question the other day in case I was missing something. In the Oval Office meeting, and I watched all of it from start to finish with Pelosi and Schumer and the president, Nancy Pelosi kept telling the president he didn't have the votes he needed in the House, but Republicans still control the House. So in the lame duck session, have you heard anything to lead you to believe he wouldn't have the support that he needed on a House vote to get his $5 billion for the wall?
I haven't heard anything that would lead me to disbelieve or believe that either way that he has the support. I don't think they've done a head count yet. Just because they have the majority doesn't mean that everybody's all of a sudden going to be on the same page. Some of the members of the Freedom Caucus and others, there's some rogue members who don't really like the idea of spending a ton of money, like $5 billion. There is a proposal, according to Politico, that's floating around that would give President Trump the $5 billion and then freeze the rest of the funding until January 2019. But even if that got out of the House, it won't go through the Senate because there's a 60-vote threshold there. Republicans only have 51. And plus, they would probably lose some Republicans like Senator Rand Paul, who just, I don't think he fiscally, he wouldn't go for that.
Or Jeff Flake, who's already withholding his vote on the Judiciary Committee because he wants the Mueller ruling passed, right? the Mueller law.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Jeff Flake is going home to Arizona here in a few weeks. He's got no motivation to do anything to help President Trump, and he's not been a fan. We all know that. So it's beginning to look more and more likely, unless there is, like Mitch McConnell said, a Christmas miracle. There's no shortage of drama on the Hill, that the government will shut down. And it's just the clock is ticking. Now, we did have a government shutdown in January of this year over a lot of the same kind of issues. It lasted 3 days, and everyone came together and said, we're going to work hard on finding a solution to all this. They didn't really find a solution, but there you have it. So now we're on top of it again, and we'll just have to wait and see.
Historically, the Republicans haven't had much luck politically when they've been involved in something like this, except last January, when everybody sort of understood that it was Chuck Schumer's fault.
Well, in this case, the president said he's willing to wear it. He's willing to own the shutdown. But I don't perceive the president losing a whole lot of support there, because a lot of his supporters say drain the swamp. I mean, they want people to go home anyway. So I don't think the president will lose support if he shuts down the government. And I'm not sure Democrats will lose support either, because their base, what you saw going on in the Oval Office the other day was really both sides appealing to their base.
Sure.
And rallying up people.
And it worked. I mean, in your experience in Washington, have you ever seen anything like that?
No. But, you know, I say that almost every day. I've never seen anything like this.
That's classic. Rachel Sutherland, thank you so much for your reporting on this.